Please welcome back with us today to her Unity home, Reverend Diane Burke. What's it called? Simintov?
Simintov Mazeltov.
Yes, I knew you would know that.
Happy blessings, good luck. It's a celebration to the angels.
And goodbye. Thank you, honey. Thank you for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, Britt. Thank you, everyone. It's always a joy to be with you here at Unity. As Britt has said, for Jews all over the world, tonight is the first night of Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. It's a holiday that begins in the Jewish lunar calendar at the time of greatest darkness in our world, the time when the dark of the sun meets the dark of the moon. It's based on the lunar calendar. Beyond the specific religious significance of the holiday for the Jewish people, Hanukkah also offers us spiritual wisdom and guidance for the times of greatest darkness in our own lives and in our world. And that's what I'd like to share about with you this morning. Historically, Hanukkah commemorates the victory of a small band of Jewish rebels, the Maccabees, over the armies of Antiochus, who was the king of the Syrian branch of Alexander the Great's empire. The Hellenistic overseers of Israel at that time had outlawed the practice of all local religions, including Judaism, on pain of death. The Holy Temple in Jerusalem had been overrun and horribly desecrated. For Jews who were committed to the teachings of their faith, it was a time of tremendous despair and darkness. Finally, though, Mattathias, a Jewish priest, had had enough and openly rebelled. A small guerrilla group led by his five sons waged a three-year struggle and recaptured Jerusalem. They set out to clean, rebuild, and rededicate the Holy Temple. But they found, when they were ready to reconsecrate the temple, that there was only one vial of oil needed to keep the eternal lamp on the altar burning that hadn't been desecrated. Yet, instead of waiting and taking the time to press and purify more oil, they used what they had. And that single vial of oil, which should only have lasted for one day, burned for 8 days until more oil could be prepared. To celebrate that miracle of light, Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days and eight nights. As I began to reflect on the Hanukkah story, in thinking about what I wanted to share with you today, I found my attention drawn to a part of the story I don't normally focus on. I've never been comfortable with the idea of a holiday celebrating a military victory. And so in my own personal meditations, I've always just kind of skipped over that part of the story and focused on what occurred after the temple had been reclaimed. But this year I found myself thinking about the Maccabees as a group of spiritual rebels who stood up against the forces of oppression, the massive forces of oppression that dominated the culture of their time. This past summer, I had the blessing of studying with a woman named Meg Wheatley. Meg is a renowned author and expert in the field of leadership development. And her most recent work, including her most recent book, Who Do We Choose to Be, focuses on what she calls training warriors for the human spirit. Her teaching comes from the Tibetan Buddhist legend of the Shambhala warriors, who appear at the darkest times in history to protect the people and to preserve what is best in the human spirit. Meg writes, "The warrior tradition is found in many cultures. In Tibetan, the word for warrior, pawo, means one who is brave. Brave enough to never resort to aggression or fear to accomplish their purposes. A warrior is one who is brave. Brave enough to never resort to aggression or fear to accomplish their purposes. Warriors for the human spirit train in service to people, to support our best human capacities for generosity, compassion, altruism, curiosity, creativity, and caring. The warriors are armed with only two weapons: insight, the ability to see clearly what is actually occurring, and compassion. They are peaceful warriors, vowing never to use aggression or fear to accomplish their ends." The work of the warriors for the human spirit is to protect and preserve what is best in the human spirit by creating what Meg calls islands of sanity in the midst of the vast and increasing insanity that surrounds us in the world. I find these teachings to be incredibly inspiring. Warriors of the human spirit have unfailing faith in the capacity of human beings to be decent human beings, regardless of what's going on around them, in our capacity to be kind, to be compassionate, to care for one another, to be generous of spirit. And they seek, both through the quality of their presence and through offering their gifts in service to others in community, to create the conditions in which what is best in us, rather than what is most petty in us, can flourish and thrive. I don't know about you, I think we are desperately in need of islands of sanity. I think that's what communities like Unity of New York, and One Spirit are trying to do in the midst of all of the darkness that's going on in the world around us. Clearly, we are living in a culture that has reinforced and actually elevated many of our worst human capacities. Fear, greed, dehumanizing those we see as different, valuing popularity rather than character as a measure of worth. Celebrity worship. People are famous simply for the sake of being famous. What's that about? The politics of division and personal insult. Is that the world you want to live in? And so in the face of that, choosing to be a warrior for the human spirit, someone who creates places and communities where people can show up as their best, is truly an act of spiritual rebellion. Is it going to change the culture around us? Unlikely. Is it worth doing anyway? Undoubtedly. That's the invitation. And the invitation is related to a second invitation from the Hanukkah story, reflected in the Jews' decision to rekindle the flame in the temple even though they had only enough oil for one day. They made the decision to step out in faith and use what they had, to do what was right because it was right and because it was worth doing, not because it made sense and not because it was likely to succeed. And what that did is opened a way for them to experience a miracle, to become miracle workers. I've been a student of A Course in Miracles for 30 years. And in the context of the course, being a miracle worker has a very specific meaning. A miracle worker is someone who chooses love over fear, no matter what, and recognizes that that choice has profound and far-reaching effects on others and on the world, even when those effects aren't apparent or even visible. If we look around our world today, we can see the dark and devastating consequences of a widespread consciousness of fear and separation. But we, you and I, can introduce light into this darkness by making the choice again and again and again in our own hearts, our own minds, our own consciousness for love instead of fear. Not because it makes sense, not because it's likely to change the world, but because it is the one thing worth doing in a darkened world. The Buddha said, no amount of darkness can extinguish the light of a single candle. And the Greek playwright Aeschylus said, especially in times of darkness, that is the time to love, that an act of love might tip the balance. Hanukkah invites us to become warriors for the human spirit and to become miracle workers. Everything depends on our choice. Please say yes. Brightening the face of the earth. we light the first candle. We kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of poverty, hunger, and want. May we light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace. Lighting the second candle, we kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of injustice and the forces of oppression and greed. May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace. Lighting the third candle, we kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of religious, ethnic, racial, sexual orientation, or gender-based intolerance, hatred, and fear.
May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace.
Light the fourth candle. We kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of violence and war within ourselves, within our families, within our communities, within or between nations.
May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace.
Lighting the fifth candle, we kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual sickness.
May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace.
Lighting the sixth candle, we kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of loneliness and the feeling of being forgotten, cast aside, or unloved.
May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace.
Lighting the seventh candle, we kindle this flame to cast light where there is suffering caused by the darkness of despair and loss of meaning or hope.
May this light shine away the darkness.
And lighting the eighth candle, we kindle this flame to cast light upon all other forms of suffering caused by the darkness of our own ignorance and forgetting of our source and our own true nature.
May this light shine away the darkness and let there be healing and peace.
As we take a moment to breathe into our hearts the radiance of these candles, let us dedicate ourselves to being a presence of light, of healing, and of peace for the world. Together, may the fire of compassion burn within our hearts, through our thoughts, our words, and the actions of our lives. May we bring light to all who need light. May we walk the path healing and peace. Amen. As we bring down the house lights now, allow yourself simply to breathe in the beauty of our living menorah. With each in-breath, fan the flame of the light, the fire of love that burns within your heart, that is never extinguished. No matter how much darkness may surround us, with each in-breath, feeling the light within you grow brighter and stronger. and with each out-breath. Breathing your light into the world.
Somehow